I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, impeach Trump, Nats fans say yes. On opening day, Washington Nationals fans brought out a big banner to protest Trump. James Corden tells us why Trump supporters were upset. Meanwhile, Jimmy Kimmel questions the March Madness celebration of some students at Chapel Hill. And Seth Meyers wonders who vandalized Trump's golf resort. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Did you watch that? Any of you watch the college basketball game last night? It was, as you know then, North Carolina won it. They're national champions once again. It wasn't a high-scoring game. I think there were more Capital One commercials than there were points in the game, but that didn't temper the enthusiasm in North Carolina at all. After they won, fans and students in Chapel Hill did what college students often do. They set fire to a couch. Which, I will say, this is something I will never understand. That couch let you sit on it the whole tournament, supported you for every game this season, and now you win, and instead of celebrating together, you burn it? That would be like winning the Kentucky Derby and then shooting the horse you rode on.
March Madness ended last night, so only 45 more months of madness to go. We're now in April madness.
There are still a lot of people unhappy with our new president. At the opening day game for the Washington Nationals, fans unfurled a giant impeach Trump banner in the stadium. Take a look. This is it here. Now, here's the question. If I can't get a bottle of water into a game, how did these guys get a 40-foot banner in there? Trump supporters at the game were angry, not because of the message, but because it was a huge waste of white sheets. So I'll tell you something, that's exactly the reaction we thought you'd give to that joke.
Virginia police are investigating vandalism at Trump National Golf Club over the weekend. They found graffiti that said, "Help, I don't want to be president anymore." That's right. That's right. Virginia police are investigating vandalism at Trump National Golf Club. They've narrowed the list of suspects down to all of us.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.